T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday evening. We just listened to that, I thought, rather bizarre clip from Jon Stewart, and I'm trying to make heads or tails of it, and I thought with my friend Dr. Keith Abelow joining us, I'd sort of pick his brain a little bit. So, Germ, before we bring the good doctor on, let's play that Jon Stewart clip again, because I want to hear what
Turn,
you're
but I know what I'm seeing. Turn, but I know what I'm seeing. And I have a moral clarity about what I'm seeing. And what I'm seeing, I think, as someone who was raised in Judaism, that's what taught me that this is wrong. What I'm seeing happening in Gaza is wrong. You know, we learn, in Judaism is funny, you know, you learn that you're the underdog. That's kind of the history.
Right, right.
You know, I always looked at the chosen people as kind of a wry. You know, when you read the history of the Jews, you're like, you're the chosen people. And you want to say to God, like, if you could choose someone else. That would be nice. But what happens when David becomes Goliath? Yeah. And the responsibility there, is that what troubles you?
Yeah, I mean, our responsibility is to remember, what was done to us. To remember what we would have wanted people around the world. I'm not saying that what's happening in Gaza is the equivalent of the Holocaust or anything like that. But what's happening in Gaza is bad enough.
Except that's exactly what you guys are doing. And I think there's a lot to unpack there. But the good doctor, Dr. Keith Abelow, can certainly help us do that. Keith, good afternoon, sir. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me and sharing such a bizarre clip with me.
Well, if anybody's going to be able to help me analyze it, it's you. You'll notice the one thing I want to turn your attention to immediately, Keith, is that Jon Stewart doesn't say he's Jewish or he's a Jew. He says he was raised in Judaism. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but his more recent comments talking about being an atheist, I think, probably have something to do with that. But what do you hear there? Because he's claiming to be concerned with, quote, the starving children in Gaza, but ignores the fact there are 900 trucks loaded with supplies that Hamas won't let get through.
Well, he's ignoring that, and one would not normally think that it is rational to promote, you know, self-hatred among a people. For instance, if what he's trying to do is to cast doubt and to make the Jewish nation doubt itself for being Goliath by saying there are people who are starving, there's a war that's going on. It's tragic. I don't think that anyone in Israel, anyone really, would say, yes, we prefer, actually, that these children be in dire straits. And yes, he ignores the fact that this is being done by a terrorist group in order to try to leverage the suffering of those children. But also, he suggests that somehow this is the work of the Jewish nation of Israel. It's not the work of Israel. This is because they are defending themselves from horrific events, and because a terrorist group runs that entity in Gaza. That's why, because that they can't sit idly by. It's not being aggressive and violent and terrible when you defend yourself.
Right.
I guess he misses that.
I guess, but you and I both know. I mean, you especially, because you are still north of the border in the People's Republic of Massachusetts. you and I both know, Keith, that sometimes our people are our own worst enemies, right?
Absolutely. There is some kind of psychological force that others can unleash inside us, but it's there in too many people of our faith who are ready to feel self-recrimination, who are not ready to defend themselves, and who feel somehow in league with anyone who is suffering. Now, that's a beautiful thing in one way,
right.
But it is not meant to become self-reproach over suffering that it comes from defending oneself, standing for the truth, and not letting yourself be annihilated. The Jewish state, the Jewish people simply want to exist. Others want to remove them from the face of the earth. In defending oneself, and I always use this surgical metaphor, if you remove a cancer from your brain or body, it wouldn't really be rational to say, and we're grieving the margin, we're grieving the fact that we had to do this. Well, yes, of course, who wants to do surgery?
Right.
But to die instead is no solution.
Right.
And who are you dying to? To die to darkness?
Yeah.
To let the cancer spread? For whose benefit? Those children aren't dying because of Israel. They're dying because Israel was invaded in a horrific way, and Israel's defending itself. And yes, sadly, terribly, people are suffering. Who would want that? What's the alternative, though? Suicide?
Well,
doesn't make sense.
Yes, it sure seems like that's the attitude, though, isn't it, though? That, well, can't you meet Hamas halfway, you know, instead of driving all the Jews into the sea? Couldn't half of you guys jump in the sea first? I mean, it is ludicrous on its face, and yet we hear it, we see it, it's over and over and over again. And I would offer that a guy like John Stewart is like a lot of modern secular American Jews who has substituted a left-wing ideology for actual faith.
Yes, exactly. I think that's exactly right, that he's coaxing others into a kind of self-doubt, self-hatred, wherein they would say, we are bad because we are willing to stand up. That makes us Goliath. Like, he's basically saying this very bizarre thing, which is, isn't the Jewish identity to be victims?
Yeah.
Weren't we supposed... Now, by the way, David slays Goliath.
That's right.
I mean, so he kind of messed up the metaphor. Wow. It's like, listen, John, in the story, David actually slays Goliath. And if you want to twist the story, you would say that somehow that was incredibly aggressive and wrong-minded of David.
Right.
But we don't agree, John. And, you know, your atheism might be one reason that you can't see that there is good in the world and there's evil in the world. And those who are seemingly captured, one might say through not because they embraced it themselves, whatever forces led them into darkness, into malignancy. Mm-hmm. Once you're there, unless there can be some kind of chemotherapy/therapy that can coax you back into rational thought and not wanting to be maniacally homicidal, then you have to go. And that's sad in a way because it causes suffering around you, but it isn't sad in and of itself. It's called taking needed action. Sadly, but taking needed action.
Mm-hmm. T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Man, Dr. Keith Abloh is joining us. Dr. Keith is a brilliant guy, and I'm always so happy when he's got time for us. Is it just the Jewish community that offers people up like John Stewart? Because I look around, and I don't see any other groups that so willingly seem to say, "Oh yeah, over here, I'll be a victim." I don't get it.
I don't really get it otherwise. And yet, when you look at things like gun ownership, I don't have the statistics, but I would bet that Jewish communities tend to be less gun owners than other communities. Why would that be? You would think that they should be more than other communities because they've been harassed, stalked, and people have tried to annihilate us.
Yeah.
And yet, it seems as though having all of those centuries of prejudice and hatred has almost made our people of our faith say, "Well, we're sorry to be so offensive. We didn't mean to be offensive." Well, no, we're not, and we got to get out of that mentality and defend ourselves.
Is it sort of like the beaten spouse or Stockholm syndrome?
I think that's a very good theory that basically that our people may have come to say, well, you know, the best way to exist is to say little or less and not to be a thorn in anyone's side by not taking too much action. Be willing to absorb a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. That's our role. And we don't enforce morality or order. We don't defend ourselves. We have to shake off the tyranny of that mindset. Remember, in the Bible, you know, when Moses goes to Egypt, some pretty rough things happen to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
He warns them.
Yep.
Israel's done that too. He warns them.
Yep.
But then the plagues come.
That's right.
And Moses isn't celebrating. There's no celebration. In fact, much to the contrary. But the plagues do come because Moses is not going to say, well, just stay shackled here.
Yeah.
We must have done something to be enslaved.
Mm.
And we shouldn't be going back there.
That's right. That's right. Wow. Well, I will share this with you, Keith. In, I think it's 12 days, I will be in Eretz Yisrael and
beautiful,
surrounded by I would dare say, Chavarim, who just see it a little differently than John Stewart does. Two things I need to do with you. First of all, in front of everybody, I want to thank you because when we started offering these special bracelets to benefit the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, immediately you sent me a note and said, hey, I'll take two. And you bought him. You were so kind to send me a photo today. And my friend Emily Marcy just brings smiles wherever her bracelets go. So I'm glad to see that Newburyport in my other beloved Commonwealth is having the sunshine. And I want to give you the opportunity. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I want you to take just a couple of seconds here. Remind everybody about how you're helping people turn on the sleep switch. Because I'm telling people, but they're like, yeah, let me speak to Ablo, because he actually knows where it is and which button I'm supposed to flick.
Well, I am wearing my bracelet, and thank you for making them available, Jeff. And I'm proud to wear it, so proud to wear it. I think it gives me strength. It may make me sleep better. The sleep switch, yes. If you go to sleepnow123.com, that's sleepnow123.com, sleep is like the final common pathway for a lot of things, like your glucose metabolism, your mood. There's every indication that it can relate to stem cells and whether they're released or they're not, and those can rejuvenate you. But you need to know just what to do in order to encourage sleep to happen. And we've created a program called the Sleep Switch. It's a book, but it's also some multimedia materials that are free that you can get at sleepnow123.com. And then if you want a supplement to help, you go to 4greatsleep.com, the number 4greatsleep.com. These are all natural. They're made in the United States of America, a very nice country indeed. And so I'm spreading the word.
You are indeed. Well, Keith Ablo, I always appreciate you joining us to spread the word. We love what you do, and we love having you here. And we'll look forward to chatting again very soon. That is my friend, Dr. Keith Ablo. I'll make sure all the links are up. You really do need to check out the information that is available. Check out how you can turn on that sleep switch, how you can take advantage of some of the natural supplements that are being created right here in the United States. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.